It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I have tried to improve school lunch menus, and frankly, working for change with school administrations, their budgets, and school food suppliers can feel like I'm moving mountains. It's really hard. Well, the renegade lunch lady, Chef Ann Cooper, has years of experience of doing just this. She's in our family food kitchen today and is going to share how she has made this work for her and her school systems. Chef Ann, it takes dogged determination to improve school lunches. What motivated you to take on this issue?
Basically, advocate for school food. I was a white tablecloth celebrity chef for decades, and the worst thing that could happen to me is one of my waiters came into the kitchen on a Friday night saying, chef, there's a screaming child on table 19, what do we do? And I'd look at him and go, ask them to leave the restaurant. What are they doing with children here, you know, on a Friday night? But I really didn't know what kids ate. I really didn't want to know what they ate. But I started writing books, and my second book was called Bitter Harvest, and it was really about the food supply, why food makes us sick, why food makes kids sick, who owns the food supply. And I really started thinking about sustainability and kids' health. And then in 1999, I got asked to take over school, and I said, you know, eventually I said, well, I think everything I've done prior has prepared me, so I dropped out of the celebrity chef world, and I became a lunch lady.
Wow, that's a huge, that's a very different world from one world to the next, from white to colorful. I mean, totally colorful. The people are eating your foods are full of personality and I think a lot of fun. Kids are just great. So where did you begin with the school administration?
Well, in that specific school, they asked me to come. So I was on the inside, and honestly, all of the school districts I've been in, Berkeley and now I'm in Boulder, they've wanted to make change. And so they were very motivated. It doesn't mean it was easy, but they were motivated. I think when you are on the outside looking in trying to change school food, you have to start with administration. And this often means the superintendent at the district level and possibly also the Board of Education. They're the people who hold the purse strings. They make the decisions for the whole school. So that's where you start.
Well, I think that makes people shake in their boots because it's just hard enough to deal with the principal, much less, and I know that the PTAs are there possibly as supporters, but I want to let everybody know that just because Chef Ann started in Berkeley and Boulder, which you would think would be the two easiest places on the planet to do this, that maybe Chef Ann has laid the groundwork for us to do it in any school, system. So I want to make that very clear, because I think some people say, well, of course she could do it. She's in Boulder. Well, you can do it in where you are as well. And we're here to prove that. So once a mom has said, okay, I want to get on this, or a group of moms, so they should go to the superintendent of Board of Education and lay out their plan, or what do they say to them?
Well, first of all, what I usually recommend, and actually what I want to say before that is I absolutely agree that this can be done anywhere. And we've done work in large school districts like Baltimore and small districts like Mountain View. So there's school districts all across the country that are making changes. But when parents get together and want to make change, which is how I ended up in Berkeley and Boulder in both cases, the first thing they need to do is go eat school lunch. You've got to find out what your kids are actually eating. And then you need to find the district's wellness policy, which should be on their website. Every district has to have one. And then you get a bunch of like-minded parents together, and you go to the school board with a sample of the food and the wellness policy and say, this isn't good enough. Our kids deserve better. We need change. We want the school board to help make change. We want to see a wellness committee that's actually overseeing what the school food is, and start item by item seeing how you can help.
Wow, that's very powerful. You're right. I really had no clue what was going on in the cafeteria until my daughter got into elementary school and I sat in the lunchroom and, you know, I watched my other kids go through the lunch line and come back with their tray. And I was like, aren't you supposed to pick a vegetable? Don't they make you pick a vegetable? And they're like, they did. Here it is. And it was like maybe a quarter cup of corn. And I was just shocked, but you're right about that. So I think the biggest thing that parents kind of let their hope die right away is they say, well, aren't I going to be challenged right away with the question of school budget?
Well, here's the thing about school budgets that everyone needs to understand. The food service budget is separate from the school budget by law. So it has its own budget that's funded by the USDA, United States Department of Agriculture. It's not funded by the Department of Education. So when people say, oh, the school can't afford it or the school district can't afford it, it's somewhat disingenuous. It often goes back to the food service budget. Now, budgets are tight, but that doesn't mean we can't serve better food.
So okay, when you say it's tight, you know, that nobody's surprised to hear that. So how do you then, I've got the wellness program, now I've convinced them there needs to be change. Wellness program does not line up with what the foods are, the kids are being served. That is not coming, it's not coming out of this budget, it's coming out of another budget, which we need to address. Then how do I say how do I prove that we can get, better value, food value for the same amount of money? How do I prove that to them?
Well, one of the best ways to prove it is through the Chef Ann Foundation's website, The Lunchbox. So we have three websites, chefannfoundation.org, thelunchbox.org, and letsmovesaladbarstoschools.org. And they are all chock full of information about how parents can be advocates, how school food service directors and administrators can start to make change. They have all of the tools to make the change. We have recipes and menu cycles and financial modeling tools and marketing materials. So we actually built and put in the public domain for free all the tools a school needs to segue from highly processed to scratch cooked food.
Wow. That's fantastic. What a gift. I mean, that's amazing. I hope everyone, let me repeat those. So it's chefannfoundation.org. And then what were the other two?
TheLunchbox.org
and TheLunchbox.org
and SaladBars, the number two, SaladBars2Schools.org. And you can get to any of the others from any of them. If you get to one, you're going to get to them all. But we really have put in the public domain all the information and all the tools that schools need to be able to make changes.
Well, you have. I have seen it. I've looked at it. And I just want to encourage anybody who's listening that Chef Ann has been in the trenches and figured it out, and she's got it laid out for you on these websites, and you can go. And I know that she also has resources of availability if you have questions on how to or you've run into this problem, because I don't know anybody more passionate about this issue than Chef Ann, right?
That's absolutely right.
You are a gift. As Carolina so well said, this is such a gift, and it's doable. And I think maybe you could just quickly give us a menu that you're serving today that would make parents drool and say, man, I've got to do this.
Today is chicken pot stickers with fried rice, a turkey bagel sandwich, cheese ravioli and breadstick. That's today. Tomorrow is both pork and green chili tamales, a chicken sandwich, and refried beans.
Wow.
We serve oven roasted chicken. One day is oven roasted chicken, cheese lasagna, chicken fajita rice bowl. So it's just regular food, but it's really good, delicious, healthy food.
It sounds like something I'd want to eat for lunch. So you're right. Nothing like what my kids' cafeteria is serving today. Really quick, let me get this out of the way because I think it's something everyone's always curious about. Do you serve juice in your cafeterias?
We don't serve juice as a free item. It is sold in secondary school.
Okay. Very interesting. Well, Chef Ann, thank you again for giving us all that information. And I really hope this has motivated some parents to get together and move forward with this. And again, for all that, go to chefannfoundation.org. And for more from us, listen to us on RadioMD.com. Eat well, stay well.